7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
The California, the state of California, they're going to start something new coming up at the new year. What is it, Gabe?
Right. If you're a business owner and if you have five or more employees and if you don't offer an employer-sponsored retirement plan, you're going to need to know about this. So it's a program called CalSAVERS. It's a new state-run retirement program. It comes from a state law that was passed in 2016. It's officially going to launch in July of next year, but there's going to be a pilot program kind of to get it rolling that's going to start this month. And if you're a business owner, you have to go to the CalSAVERS.com website to register, or it could mean some fees that you have to pay for not complying. So it's basically like a 401k. It offers an opportunity for employees to contribute via payroll deductions, and that's sort of where the employer comes into hand to allow that. The United Way of Fresno and Madera County is getting the word out about this, and they really want to touch large businesses that don't offer a retirement plan. So you have to register. There's deadlines by, like, July 2020 is the first one, and then it goes to July 2022, and that's when employers with five or more employees have to sign up for this. And it also applies to independent contractors, like Uber drivers. So if they want to sign up for this, they're eligible too. We'll see how a state-run retirement plan works out. A lot of people might not have too much faith in something like that, but it's something that's the law. And if you don't sign up for it and you don't offer a retirement plan, then you might have to pay some fees.
You know, Gabe, I've always wanted to own a brewery, but I'm afraid that I would drink all the profits. But you've got something in that vein for us this morning, huh?
Yes. Three Monkeys Brewing. It's a brewery in Madera is offering a plan for investors, small investors, to buy up to 40% equity in the company. Altogether, they want to raise about $1 million to expand their facility and build a tap room. They want to move into what's called an opportunity zone in Madera, which provides investment incentives, including the elimination or deferment of capital gains taxes. So there's some incentives built into that investment. Three Monkeys, they sell their beer in more than 180 locations in California, BevMo, Costco, Samart. They also export to Australia, and they're looking to export to China. They're not the first brewery in the Central Valley to do this. Full Circle Brewery in Fresno actually kind of launched this last year, and they raised like more than $800,000 from small investments. And then there's some people out there who could say that they own a brewery. So there's an investment hot tip for you guys if you're into beer.
But, you know, it kind of reminds me of like the Green Bay Packers football team. I mean, they're owned by the community. And I don't know. It seems like that's kind of a cool way to get investors involved.
It's definitely a new trend. And it looks like it's working out for these companies. So I expect to see more soon. Maybe not just breweries, but yeah, that might be an opportunity coming.
All right, Gabe, here we go. Midterm election week. I hope you have a good week, buddy. It's finally here.
Yeah, you too, Tony. Thank God.
We'll talk to you next week. And again, if you want more in-depth information on these stories that Gabe talked about, or just any news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.